We are right in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, and today Jesus speaks about possessions and treasures, as he does many times in the Gospel. Just like all the baptized have a priestly and prophetic and kingly role, so too do all the baptized have a responsibility to live gospel simplicity. We sometimes think that it's just monks and nuns who have the vow of poverty. They literally renounce all possessions and only share some things in common with the community. But really, it's all the baptized are meant to live a simple kind of life following Jesus. And this is difficult because when you own things to live, there's almost always someone who has more than you up the food chain, and you always could go lower. I could give even more stuff up and become almost destitute. But for most families at St. Rose of Lima, somewhere in the middle, how do we live a gospel kind of simplicity? Well, Jesus says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be. And this is the key. Whatever we own, whatever we possess, is our heart inclined to take care of our possessions and keep them and lock them up and hold on to them? Or is our heart more focused on using them for the sake of the kingdom? And if something is not being used for the sake of the kingdom, it's not helping me or someone else get closer to God, then get rid of it. Because the moths are coming, and the corrosion is coming, and the thieves are always driving down the alley. They literally drive down my alley looking for open doors and open garages. They're looking to take that stuff. So why not have our treasure be in heaven? Why not have our treasure and our heart be totally with the Lord Jesus? Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth. Pope Francis famously said early in his pontificate that a funeral shroud has no pockets. When we cover the casket in a funeral in the church, that beautiful white cloth symbolizing baptism, there's no pockets in it. There's no compartments. There's no place to stuff the cabin and the car and the wallet. Nope, it's just the body. It's just the body that was consecrated to God, was consecrated to follow Jesus, was consecrated to imitate him, especially in his simplicity. Christ made sure that his heart was always towards the Father. And so everything he had, everything it possessed, which wasn't much, was always in service of the Father's kingdom. Our heart should be the same.